Saturday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the show that rarely fails to light the fires. I'm Jason.
I'm Nas.
I'm Rusty.
And that's Lola.
And we got a fairly cool little news story for y'all today. There was a game I didn't even know was out yet.
It came out in June.
FBC Firebreak, which apparently had a just a really bad release and opening.
It was the game that was being released by Remedy, the guys that did Control, and it was Control spinoff for a multiplayer game. None of us, I'd heard that it was coming out. I didn't even know it had already released, and it's been months.
Yeah.
I think that might be the reason why. I remember hearing about it, and then it dropped off of all of our radars, and probably everybody else's too, because from what I can see, not many people are playing it.
Yeah, not that many people at all. Basically, this week, speaking with different news outlets, Remedy said that the game's still underperforming to the point that the studio had to issue a profit warning for 2025 and said it's going to eat a big loss on the whole game.
If you're curious, I think it's 40% off right now on Steam, too.
It is. And they just released a big overhaul patch to the game. That fixed a lot of the issues with the game at launch. And player count is up. and it's showing some better sales metrics now, apparently, towards the end of last month. But the concurrent player count on Steam still south of 2,000 players.
Okay, I have to break this out because I just looked. I had to go look it up right now. SteamDB currently has FBC Firebreak with 82 players currently at this moment. Their all-time peak was 1,992 4 months ago when the game released. Ooh. This game is struggling.
That's dead, especially coming from Remedy. That's bad.
Yeah. That is extremely bad. Basically, Remedy said that they're going to end up eating a non-cash impairment of 14.9 million euros.
Weren't they already on the hook with,
essentially most of what it costs to develop and distribute the game.
Weren't they already on the hook with Tencent or something like that? It took most of a year for Control 2 to break even. Not that it's a bad game. It's spooky as hell. It wasn't Control
2.
Alan Wake 2. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I had to take a look at it. Tencent and Remedy Entertainment are linked. And Tencent provided a 15 million euro convertible loan to Remedy. That was about a year ago. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully this doesn't cause a Remedy to tank out, before they have chance to finish Control 2, which I know they're working on. They announced that earlier this year.
Obviously with player numbers that low, man, it's hard. It's hard to see a future for a game when you can't get, anywhere close to the amount of people that you need to justify for a $15 million game, like million euro game, essentially. That is nuts. I'm struggling here because I'm thinking Anthem actually did better.
Yeah,
which is saying something.
You can get Firebreak right now for $23.99,
and I don't know that I
want to get it. Like it, it's not doing well for a reason. And apparently, reading through Steam reviews when we were sourcing this story, I was looking at it, and a lot of it appears to be driven by a lot of bugs and lack of content. And Remedy isn't really known for their multiplayer content, right? Like, so I feel like it was a stretch for them to even do this, right? Like, they've done really well with narrative-driven games. Like, so far, for narrative-driven games, I would say Alan Wake 2 is the worst of a good amount of games, if that makes any sense, right? Like, Control, to me, is their creme de la creme. Like, Control was exceptionally good. And Alan Wake 1 is very good, too. And then Alan Wake 2 is pretty good. But, like, I don't know. I was looking at the roadmap while we've been talking. I'm known to ADD search sometimes when we talk. It looks like Alan Wake 3 is on the roadmap for 2029, potentially. God, I can't believe we're almost at 2029.
Dude.
Four years. Yeah, it'll be 2030.
It's there. So, I mean, that's it, guys. Hopefully the game turns around. I'd be interested to see in a couple weeks of what the limited player base is looking like. If people are giving it a second chance with the patch and if it actually looks better.
Because you're considering the fact that you have some FOMO over the fact that it's $23.99 right now and you want to see if it's good or what?
Yeah.
Honestly, Jason and Jeep Games.
I'm really looking. I'm watching it just because, it's basically in the Control universe, right? So, I wanted to play it back then. I'm not sure now. Would I be comfortable putting $24 down for a game that less than 100 people are currently playing? That's a big ask. It would really only be like, it is a three-person co-op, game. I would only buy it if you two bought it and wanted to play it. And I wouldn't be looking to play this game with anybody else on the internet because I don't think I could.
I could
rely on them being there.
I need to reliably get you on Helldivers before I throw $24 on a multiplayer game.
I mean, fair. very fair.
Last played September 7th, and that was with Jason for a wonderful afternoon.
Maybe this is just yet another one of those games that was supposed to be like a games as a service that just dies, and there's more and more of them as we go along. Like, this has not been a good year, actually it's not been a couple good years for games as a service. So maybe developers will start to think about that as they go on. Sad to see.
Who knows?
I mean, Remedy, like you said, good at what they're good at certain things. I think this was just a step too far for them. But yeah.
Yep, probably was. That's it, guys. Give us your thoughts. Are you going to try it? Comment below and, return on Tuesday for even more news. Find full episodes of The Tiltcast at thetiltcast.com, as well as now our new video podcast, which we'll be releasing here on Monday. And find us on iTunes and Spotify. Subscribe.
All right. Peace.